So a vision of excellence. Let's talk about our current status here for just a moment as PAR. As Eddie said last night, we have a rich history. I mean, look at where they started. And Eddie said last night that they were given a blank piece of paper and just said, whatever you want to do, do it. And ladies and gentlemen, look at what they have done. It has been absolutely amazing. Next, we had a great year in 2012. I mean, income up overall 6% in this economy. Pretty incredible. I checked around with some different ministries, and I called some people who consult for different ministries and asked them to divulge some different numbers. Average across the board this year was about 3.5 to 4%. We did 6. Did a great job. Great job. So that's our current. That's one of our current status. One, we have a gifted and passionate team. I want to tell you here, and I want to tell you now, I believe in you. If I didn't believe in you, you wouldn't be in this room in this chair. You guys, ladies, when I say guys, I'm not being sexist. Understand that. You are gifted at what you do. You understand it, and you're passionate about it. You wake up in the morning, and you want to see the world change through Christian radio. We have a new emerging culture. I hope that you see it. I hope that you sense it. I hope that when you call Blacksburg, that you get answers, that you're not afraid to call Blacksburg anymore, and that you get answers. I hope that you know that when you talk to me and we try to get things through for you, that those things happen. So here's my question. Mike, would you say there is a new emerging culture?
Absolutely.
Frankie, would you say there's a new emerging culture?
Absolutely.
Finally, we're vulnerable. We are vulnerable. Yeah, we had a great year. We have a great history. Passionate team, emerging culture. We're vulnerable. BlackBerry had a good history. They had a successful year a few years back. They had a gifted and passionate team, and man, they had a passionate culture. But if they don't do well this year, what happens to them? They're gone. Just like BlackBerry, we are vulnerable. The world has changed and is changing. I read two articles yesterday, just real quick. As of 2014, I believe Sprint is putting in FM receivers into every smartphone that they produce. So that whenever you go through a certain town and you want to listen to certain radio, you can now pick it up on that. There's apps. Secondly, Frankie sent an article yesterday about Ford and how they've already doing partnerships to provide certain stations into those cars that they're building. The world is changing, the world has changed and is changing. We must face new and evolving competitors. We don't just fight transmitters anymore. We don't just fight translators. We fight Facebook. We fight Twitter. We fight Spotify. Every time I look at Facebook and it says that so-and-so is listening to this on Spotify, it just shoots my blood pressure up. No, it's not one of y'all, it's just a friend. Because I'm thinking, I want them listening to Spirit FM. I want them listening to PER. I don't want them listening to Spotify. We face a shrinking pool of talent for radio. If you have tried to hire anybody in the last 12 to 24 months, would you agree we face a shrinking pool of talent for radio? Where are all the talented people going now? Where are all those people who think out of the box go now? They go to web content. That's where they're going. That's a challenge for us. We have to be honest. We must treat, and we will treat, online content, apps, and streaming as importantly as we do a transmitter. And David will show you something today that's coming in 90 days that'll blow your socks off. That when he showed it to me 2 days ago, I actually applauded him. Couldn't believe it. We face a listener who is busier than ever before. With more distractions and a greater need to find peace and assurance in a broken world. These people are so busy. Their lives are so overscheduled. They've got soccer practice. They've got PTA meetings. They've got school meetings. They're trying to go to school at night. And then there's Facebook. And then there's Twitter. And then there's Pinterest. And so they're so busy, and then they're distracted, but yet they're not content, and they feel overwhelmed, and they want peace. And here we are with these speakers trying to break through all this busyness and all this distraction to try and give them a little bit of peace and a little bit of assurance. When Home Depot started out, back in whenever, I can't remember the year, they would go to a certain town. They would research the mom and pop hardware stores in the area. This is a true story. This is one of my favorite stories. They would find the local Ace Hardware store. They would find the local Johnson City Five and Dime hardware store. Whenever they would come to town, about 60 days before they opened up the store, they would send a black wreath with a sympathy card to the local mom and pop hardware store. And that sympathy card would say, you can close now or wait till we arrive to town. Now, that is harsh. Am I right or am I wrong? But ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you something. What has Home Depot and Lowe's done to just about every local mom and pop hardware store across America? Put them out of business. We are the local hardware store. K-Love is Home Depot. Let them show up in your market and see what happens. What do? Well, first of all, we don't complain. Oh God, this is awful. Oh, we're gonna go out of business. Oh man, what do? Oh, I don't know what we're gonna do. Oh jeez, what's gonna happen? And we don't give up hope. Heck no. We're not gonna give up hope. We're not gonna think that this thing is over at all. We're going to launch a big, hairy, audacious goal. A big, hairy, audacious goal. And it's going to be something so challenging, overwhelming, that you're going to think he's lost his mind. You're going to think Eddie Baker has lost his mind. And we call these BHAGs in the industry. And when I say that, and I told my wife this is not referring to women. Okay? I want you to understand that. They're called BHAGs, big, hairy, audacious goals. And when we thought about this, it had to be clear and it had to be bold. That whenever we set this big, hairy, audacious goal, you got it, and it kind of took you back a second. Really? Can we actually do this? It's going to take us well outside our comfort zones. Like, man, I don't know if we can do this or not. This makes me a little bit queasy. This makes me a little bit uneasy. Like, holy cow. It will only be achieved by heroic efforts. What we're going to propose is not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take heroic effort on your part and on your team's parts to achieve the big, hairy, audacious goal. And if we didn't think you could do it, we wouldn't be here today. It must require unreasonable confidence. Every Monday morning, I talk with Randy Bronkema for an hour. He's a leadership coach, and some of you may remember him and his famous line, "This ends now." And I told him Monday morning when we talked, this is coming up, and I've been very nervous about this presentation, very nervous about this vision. And I said, "Randy, they're going to think I'm crazy." And Randy said, "Every good leader is a little bit crazy." Okay. I feel a little bit better now. I'm okay now. But here's the deal. I have this, there's this unreasonable confidence that we can do what I'm going to propose we can do. Why? Because dang it, look at what you've done. We're going to be able to do this. It has to be consistent with our mission and our vision and our core values. That we're going to be a media company who glorifies God and equips believers and champions the local church and lives out these core values of passion and excellence and people focus and valuing relationships. President Kennedy said, "We will put a man on the moon." Everybody thought he was nuts. America did it. There was a little company called Boeing. They wanted to build a huge airplane called the 747. They said it would fail, that there was absolutely no need for this airplane. They did it, and you fly them today. Thought they were crazy. This one's on purpose because it's an IBM. They said that nobody would ever use a personal computer. They said, IBM, this is going to fail. IBM launched the 360. It took off. Then whenever Steve Jobs launched the iMac, you know what they told him? They said, this is too popular. You'll never sell an iMac. He did it. He had, these folks had an unreasonable confidence that their big, hairy, audacious goal could be reached. A little guy named Walt said, I'm going to build a theme park. I'm going to charge people to come here. Everybody thought he was crazy. And Disney World's mission statement today is two words. It's three words. Make people happy. And millions of people flock to Disney every single year to go to those theme parks, and they make billions of dollars. Who would have thought building that? It was a big, hairy, audacious goal. It would take heroic effort. It took some unreasonable confidence to do. So what's our big, hairy, audacious goal? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Here's the thing. We're going to be so good that Caleb wishes they were us. We're going to be so stinking good that Caleb will be afraid to come in our markets. We're going to be so good that if they're in our market, they will want to sell and get out. That is a big, hairy, audacious goal. That's a vision. So, to be so good that Caleb wishes they were us, and we're going to do it, and we'll be that good in 3.5 years. Putting a timetable to it. 3.5 years from now, we'll either be that good that they'll either want to run, they'll either want to sell, they'll either want to avoid us, or they'll want to be buying us. I don't know about you, but I love working for Eddie Baker. I don't know about you. I love hearing stories like Dan shared last night about how somebody put down a gun and chose Jesus. You want that kind of ministry? You want that kind of result? We're going to have to be so good that Caleb wishes they were us. We're going to have to be so stinking good that they're going to look at that market and say, we're not going to Lynchburg. I have to look at that market and say, we're not going to Fredericksburg. I have to look at that market and say, you know what? We're not going to Johnson City. And even if we're there now, we've got to get out because they are kicking our tail. It doesn't mean we'll be as large as Caleb. That's not the vision I'm casting. I'm not saying that we're going to have 500 stations across America. No. It isn't the number of stations that make them great. It's their content. To have such stellar quality, that is the vision. I mean, whenever you crack that mic, it is gold. Because that listener is so busy, she is so distracted, and she's looking for peace and assurance that what you have to say is more important than her checking Facebook, than her checking Pinterest, than her checking Twitter. It's got to be that gold. It does mean we will be better than they are. And we will give a heroic effort to being that good. And PAR will be the standard by which all other Christian radio stations and media outlets are measured. Whenever you go to Momentum, you will be the speakers. Whenever you go to Momentum, people will want to say, do you know Jeremy Wolf? Walk FM. You do? You know what they've done? That's who we're going to be. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be that. We will get there. What do we have to be excellent at? I skipped over something. Let me go back here just for a moment. WBFJ is in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. They were the only game in town for how many years, Barry, Frankie? 20 years? Did great. 4 years ago, their share-a-thon goal was $700,000, $600,000. Dave Kirby come in, they'd knock it out of the park. K-Love moved in 2 years ago, Daniel. K-Love did not put a single billboard in that market. They now struggle to hit $300,000 in a share-a-thon goal. Barry's got a new operations manager coming to Spirit FM. His name is Mark Tishart. He's up from Maine. He's at what station?
WHCF.
What is it?
HCF.
HCF. K-Love moved in. And we were interviewing Mark in Roanoke 2-3 weeks ago, I guess. You remember what he said whenever K-Love moved in? What happened to their income? Yeah. Virtually disappeared. Ladies and gentlemen, we will not be WBFJ. We will not be that station in Maine. We will be so good that they will wish they were us. That's what we're going to be. Well, what have we got excellent at? This is huge. The task is huge. Well, we've got to be excellent on-air content and programming. We've got to be great at fundraising. We've got to be excellent at it. We have to be excellent at employee development and employee satisfaction. We have to develop our people and see them progress. We have to make them into leaders in their field. And whenever we do that, we will see their satisfaction rise. We have to develop people who will want to stay with PAR no matter the cost, because they are so sold on the vision, because we've invested in them so heavily that they will walk off a cliff for us. Is there not anybody in this room, and he's in this room, and I'm going to embarrass him, after hearing Eddie last night, would not walk off a cliff for that man this morning? We have to take that passion back and put it in our people. We have to be excellent at promotions. We have to be excellent at development. There's more. We have to be excellent at underwriting. We have to build relationships with business owners and let them catch the vision and see that increase. Not that they just get results from being with us, but that they see that there's a ministry result with it as well. We have to be excellent at apps and streaming and websites and social media. If Facebook was a nation, it'd be the third largest nation in the world. That's how many people are on it. We have to be great at IT and engineering. David's going to share with you some big bold goals for engineering. Some things he has in place, some things that he's been commissioned to bring to pass. We have to be great at HR and accounting. And Deborah Bornham will say this, we've come a long way. We have to be great at concerts. Mike's going to talk to us about that. We have to be great at leadership. If we increase quality, our cum will grow. The number of people who listen to you will grow. Think about this. If you push the quality of on-air content up, if you increase the quality of promotions up, if you increase that, if you move it up the scale 2 points, will not more people listen to your radio station? Yeah, well, certainly will. If we do this, your impact will grow. We just don't want more people listening to us. We want to have a greater impact in people's lives. We want to have a greater impact in our communities, in the people that we serve. We want to see lives changed. Your employee satisfaction will grow. Instead of hearing employees grumble in the hallways, you'll start hearing, man, can you believe I had this opportunity to do this? Can you believe we're doing that? I can't wait to get here tomorrow to see that happen. That's the type of culture that we want to see come to pass. And dang it, guys, we can do it. This is at our fingertips. The opportunity is here. Employee performance. If they love their job, if you can drill in them passion and yet we start developing them, they will so love their jobs that when they go back, they'll work harder, they'll work better than they've ever worked before. Why? Because they believe in what you're trying to achieve. That's why. Your underwriting will increase. Always a good thing.
Amen.
One, there's more funds to be able to do the ministry, to do the marketing, to do the promotions, and everything else that like to do. Also, it gives opportunity for your underwriters to make more money. It gives the opportunity to pay your staff more. And it gives the opportunity to do things in a bigger and bolder fashion as well. And it gives the underwriter an opportunity to get involved and see people's lives change. So, what else? Hey. Well, I knew nothing is perfect. Talk amongst yourself about the fall of Rome and the impact it had upon the rest of the world. Concert attendance will grow. Instead of going to a concert where there's 2,000 people, maybe you'll start, if we increase quality, if we see cum grow, we'll be able to get in front of more people and shake more hands and be able to kiss more babies. Donations will grow. That's a good thing. Influence will grow. Instead of communities being influenced by songs that celebrate the very sins that Jesus died for, your influence in the community will grow the way that now they're hearing about the love of God. They're hearing about how he died for them and how he loves them. And finally, your personal satisfaction will grow. Just because you're a leader in PR, it doesn't fool me that you don't wake up some wins going, oh crap, I gotta go in there again today. Be real. But if we commit ourselves to excellence, invest our lives in this thing. Whenever you wake up in the morning, you will be so excited to get there because Cume is growing, because concert attendance is growing, because donations are growing, and because you're investing your life in a place that wants excellence. You just be so excited that you can't wait to get there. So why do all this? Honest to goodness, why do it? Well, one, excellence will lead us to fulfill our mission. And Positive Alternative Radio is a media group glorifying God through the use of technology to spread the gospel and inspire people to live passionately for Jesus Christ. If we can increase quality, if we can strive for excellence, just like my pastor said, that is right in line with the model of Jesus. That will glorify God. If we increase quality, we will impact more lives. And that's going to help us do what? Spread the gospel. If we increase quality, we will inspire our employees, our teams. We will inspire the people who listen to us to live passionately for Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, what better way to spend your life than to do that right there? Can you tell me of a better way to spend your life? Why do it? Excellence pleases and glorifies God. And He's happy with that. He likes it. Striving for excellence and investing your life in a place of excellence equals a life well spent. I do not want to waste my life. Practicing excellence will increase the impact we can have with the gospel. If you know me, I'm all about the gospel. My personal mission statement is to see a gospel-saturated globe. I want to see the gospel in places. I want to see it impact people's lives. I want to put translators and frequencies where there aren't people. I want to see apps so strong and streaming so strong so that people in China and Russia and places like that, they can tune in and listen. Why? Because I want to get the gospel there. That's why. Excellence will honor the legacy we have been given, and we have been given a high and honorable legacy. The Bakers did not have to start PAR. From what God gave them, they could have put it in a trust fund. They could have invested it back into real estate. They could have done whatever. But I remember that when I interviewed here and I asked Eddie, why did you do this? And he said these words. He says, the Lord has blessed our family, and so we wanted to bless different communities. And that's why we did this. That's a high legacy. Bottom line. Be excellent or be irrelevant. That's the bottom line. We either be as good as Caleb and beat them, or we'll go out of business. That's a stark reality. I don't know about you. Not much else I can do. Purpose and shape of my body is to get my mouth from place to place. I really can't go out and be a mechanic. I love what I do, and I love doing it for Eddie Baker. I love what I do, and I love working with all of you. And I want to see us knock this thing out of the park. How will we do it? How will we implement this? How are we going to bring this thing to pass? How are we going to do all this? One, you're going to live the mission, vision, and core values. Rip that thing off the wall and start living it. In your staff meetings, these things should be read every stinking week in your staff meetings. Your people should know this thing by heart. Whenever you talk about doing a promotion, link it to the mission, link it to the vision, and say, we will build a home in Haiti because it glorifies God. We will build a home in Haiti because it will spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It helps fulfill our mission. Help your team see that. Live them out. That's how we're going to do this thing. Secondly, we must believe, embrace, and give heroic effort to achieve the big, hairy, audacious goal. I don't care if you think I'm crazy. I don't care if you think Eddie is crazy. But it's going to have to be achieved by heroic effort. You're going to have to work harder and smarter than you ever have before. We will put the right people in the right seats. Deborah Bourne is in this room because she's the right person in the right seat doing accounting, doing HR. She knows that language. Jerry Grimes is with us today because he's the right person in the right seat. He can write great letters. He understands the mind of the donor. He's the right person in the right seat. Eddie Baker, God has placed him in the right seat at this time to lead us and to see us to this future. Mike Perry is in the right seat at this time to help us lead CQR and to help us start concerts across PAR and do concert tours across PAR. Randy Pierce is in this room today because we have pushed him up to the corporate underwriting guru to where he will work with all of our underwriters across PAR and help train them and yet help encourage them and help set cold call goals and everything else. He's the right person in the right seat. Daniel Britt is in that seat today because he's the right person in the right seat to help lead XRI and to remind us every stinking week to live out the mission and vision and core values. Somebody needs to do that. Somebody needs to beat that drum into our heads. He's the man that can do it. Kayla is in her seat because of what Jerry said last night. I can be self-serving for me to brag on her. Just remember what Jerry said. She's the right person in the right seat because she's great. And I say that even though I'm married to her. Frankie is in his seat today. He's the right person in the right seat because he has a passion for programming. He knows it like nobody's business. And if you know me, I like flying at 10,000 feet. And Frankie will drag me down to the 100-foot level and get me involved informatics and everything else, and I'm just looking for a way out of this, but he forces that into me so I can appreciate it. Dude, you're in this seat today because you're the right person for this job. Adam McCain, you're in this seat today. We have pushed him up to the corporate promotions role to where every station in this room will start talking to each other about promotions. And he'll hold a conference call about that. And if Spirit FM does a great promotion, think about this. Having somebody plan out a whole year's worth of promotions, your promotions person will do that. And your promotions person will know what's on Spirit's calendar, what's on JYW's calendar, what's on PR's calendar. And here's the deal. We can use the best ideas then from across the company. And we will use the best. And we will start working like a team. Is that not great? Adam McCain, you're in that chair because you're the right man for the right time. David Hodges, what a talent. He's the right guy in the right seat for this time. He knows all this engineering stuff. He can fix all this stuff. Eddie has put his hand on him and said he is the future of our engineering department. He's going to be the leader. I don't know about you, but that makes me smile. Because he can talk to me and he can help because whenever he talks, his stuff makes sense to me. Sometimes. Dan Franks, you're able to bring a business mindset to P&Ls, to like cutting expenses, to administrative tasks. And you can cut through all the bull and you just say, guys, here's how you do it, A, B, C, D, F. You're great at that. And that's what you're gonna do for us. You're the right man in the right seat. Jeremy Wolf, you have an amazing, huge task. You're launching a network. Mike Perry was there before CQR ever turned on its signal. Barry Armstrong was there before Spirit FM turned on a signal. Dan was there. Frankie was there. These guys have huge empathy for you. They know what an enormous task it is you have before you to build a network from scratch. And if we didn't believe you can do it, son, you wouldn't be here today. You're the right man in the right chair. Barry Armstrong, You are rebuilding Spirit FM from the ground up. It's an amazing task that is set before you. You are building relationships with donors and underwriters to help achieve Spirit FM 2.0. You've got a new operations guy coming in that you have to shepherd and mentor and everything else. Dude, you're building, this is what the honest to God truth is. You're building Spirit FM now to where it outlives you and your grandchildren.
That may not take long.
That, you have an incredible gift to do that. You're the right man in the right chair for the right time to do that. This is what's before us. And we have put the right people in the right seats. We will train and invest in our teams. That will come up some more. I'm not going to go deep into that. We will set measurable goals. And they will be asked. We will ask about these goals that are set. And you're going to hear goals about programming. You're going to hear goals about mission and vision. You're going to hear goals about P&Ls. You're going to hear goals about underwriting and cold calls. You're going to hear about goals for concert tours. You're going to hear goals about promotions and remotes and everything else. We will set measurable goals because here's the reason, folks. If we don't expect it of ourselves, we will not do it. So we're going to expect it of ourselves, and we will do it. We will preach and practice excellence. Whenever I visit your station, you can say, here comes the excellence evangelist through the door. And I will preach that message. Why? Because I want you to preach it to your teams. I want you to live it out to your teams. We will hold ourselves accountable. We will celebrate the wins. We will have a party for the wins that we achieve. But we will also realize that there's another mountain peak that we can achieve. We will reward excellence. We will hand out performance checks. We will hand out Christmas checks. I will come to your station with a gift card in my pocket. These are all things that are already mapped out that you will hear about. We will do trophies. We will reward excellence. A new culture is emerging. We will weed out underperformance. I'll let that one speak for itself. What is expected of you? Oh man, here we go. One, I want you to embrace that we are a team. Spirit FM, JYW, PQR, Joy FM, CQR, Walk FM, accounting, development, corporate, they're all spokes on a wheel. And that wheel is PAR. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. We are a team. We will advance the agenda forward together. There is no room for rogue players or rogue agendas. And that wheel will move, will turn gracefully, smoothly, if we all work through this thing together. Secondly, passion. I want you to be passionate about this. Dude, you are crazy, but we can do this. I want you to believe in it. Secondly, I want your complete buy-in, even if you lie to me. I really don't want you lying to me. But here's the deal. If we don't have complete buy-in, can we really do this? Can we really achieve this? Can we really move this thing forward? No. Live it. Live this big, hairy, audacious goal. Preach it to your team, and then review it, and then repeat it. It's just like washing your hair. Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Same thing. Well, except for me and Dan and Frank.
That's a little easier.
Shave, wash, repeat. Shave, wash, repeat. Live the mission. Review it with your team. Repeat it. Live the vision, review it, and repeat it. Live the core values, review them with your team, and repeat them. Live the big, hairy, audacious goal, review it, and repeat it. And do it over and over again. If we start doing this now, what type of culture could this place have at your team within 12 months? It's going to seem really strange the first three or four times that you stand up there and you start talking about this. You're like, they're going to think I'm crazy. Don't worry about that. Think about what it could look like 12 months from now. That's what I want you to think about. What could your place look like 12 months from now if you live, review, and repeat? Support. Goes without saying. Want your support. Want your opinion. I want you to encourage one another. Mike to call Frankie. Frankie call Barry. Bro, how you doing? Brian's lost his brain, but dude, we got to do it. How you doing? Are you living it? Are you reviewing it? Are you repeating it with your team? How are they embracing it? How can we help them better understand this thing? What can you expect of me? Not just about you. The burden on me as well. One, you can believe this. I believe this thing is attainable. I've seen you guys do amazing things. I've seen you do amazing ideas. I've seen you feed thousands of families. I've seen you give toys to thousands of kids and do partnerships with different TV stations. I've seen you build homes in Haiti. So what is this? We can do this. I have a belief that this is attainable. Might be unreasonable. Might be what faith is. You can believe this, I believe in you. I am absolutely amazed that the team that God has put in this room, overwhelmed with the talent, overwhelmed with the wisdom, overwhelmed with the passion. You can expect me to be impatient. Who groaned? My dad said that when it comes to his son, if he wants something done, he wants it done yesterday. I think Daniel Britt would probably agree that that's one of my traits. And I think, one, it is a downfall. It is something I have worked on. I don't think it'll ever completely change. But I will say this, if I'm impatient, I believe that that will help push us to hit that standard. It might push you a little bit harder. So I'm just telling you to be aware of that. Two, I want to invite you to help solve problems. Understand this, Brian Sanders is going to make mistakes. Brian Sanders has glorious moments of wisdom and absolute great seasons of stupidity. Okay? I want to hear where you disagree with me. I want to hear your solutions to problems. Well, Brian, have you thought about this camera angle? Well, probably not. I can get tunnel vision just like you. So I'm going to invite you to help solve problems. And if you say to me, hey, dude, I don't have any wisdom. I don't have anything to give to that. We'll move forward with whatever I've thought of. But I'm going to invite you, so expect that. Next, where I will grow leaders. I will visit your stations about once every 2 weeks. JYW, I'll be with you about once a quarter. I'm not, just understand. I can go to these guys and back in one day and sleep at home. Expect that. When I come to town, you and I will probably have a leadership book assigned. We'll sit down, chat about it. We're going to sit down and talk about the mission, the vision, the core values, the big, hairy, audacious goal. We're going to talk about how's your underwriting doing with Randy. How's our concert promotions gig going? How's that promotions area going? IT and engineering. We're going to sit down and talk about these things. I want to know about your wives, your kids, and your families, because I care about you, and I pray for each and one of you every single day. I want to see you grow as a leader. And I'll talk more about growing leaders tomorrow. I demand excellence of myself. One of the things about being an only child is, one, I can be a jerk. Secondly, you live on this standard that your parents expect. And I love my mom and dad. They did an amazing job. But being an only child, you're bred with this idea that you have to perform in order for people to be pleased with you. Okay? That's why I try to demand excellence of myself. I'm just telling you where that comes from. Being 100% completely honest. I will demand excellence of myself. Nothing I hate more than giving up on a project. Kills me. And I'll keep pushing it. And I'll keep knocking on that door. You can expect me to have a commitment to the big, hairy, audacious goal. I believe we can scare Caleb out of a market. I believe that they will want to leave, or they will not want to buy a signal because we are there. You can believe this. I will be your support and advocate in Blacksburg. If there's something you need, if there's something you want, yes, I'm going to ask you questions about it. Why? Because I'm going to get asked questions about it. Please just don't say, hey, dude, I need X. Expect me to ask questions. Because I'm going to ask questions by Eddie and by Deborah. So I need information. It's not that I think you're an idiot. It's not that at all. It's not that they think you're idiots. It's that they need to understand why this is happening, how it will benefit, and what category it can be charged to. If we didn't think you could do the job, you wouldn't be in this room. It's just supplying information. You can expect me to invite you to disagree with me. That if we're going to take a crucial step in a certain area, Brian, I think you're going the wrong way. All right, tell me. Tell me why. Frankie's great at that. He and I had great talk whenever I went up to a scene at Share-a-thon. We walked out the back of his building, just walking around, having a great discussion. Frankie says, have you thought about it from this angle? Well, no, and I don't want to. But, and we're good enough friends that we were able to say, Frankie, you have a point. That's awesome. That's what I want. Help me see things from different angles. Because dang it, we don't know everything. To be so good that Caleb wishes they were us, and we will be that good in 3.5 years. That is the big, hairy, audacious goal that has been set before you. The rest of this conference, you're going to hear about how we become that. There's one piece of information that I left off. Oh, what's next? We got to take a leap. It will be tough. Make no bones about it. This is going to be tough. You're going to get angry. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to leave here inspired, overwhelmed, confused, challenged, everything else. Yeah, expect it's going to be tough. It's going to be fun. Again, I ask you to think about, if we start this today, where can you be in 12 months? Where can your team be in 12 months? Don't think about that. I mean, don't think about, gosh, we've got to do X, Y, Z here. Okay, but if I can get there, how much better can we be? That's what I want you to think about. It will be the challenge of a lifetime. You might say it's David facing Goliath. Well, I don't think it's that big of a challenge. Your work will have meaning. It will have meaning. Because excellence has meaning. Teamwork. How do we implement this? That's what you'll hear over the next course, the next 2 days. So, if you know me, I'm a huge Darth Vader fan. Huge. There's a certain point, and then the Empire Strikes Back,
where Vader stretches forth his hand, and Luke has just lost his hand, and he says to Luke, "Join me, and we will rule the galaxy." I'm not saying we're going to rule the galaxy, but I am saying we will be the standard by which all other Christian media will be measured by. That's what we can do.
I forgot to mention one seat that's not at this table. Two seats, and one that's Mrs. Baker. And if she was here, I would have visually seen her, and that's how my brain works. She's the right person in the right seat at the right time. She knows stuff. She helps us out, and she keeps us accountable. And I have to tell you that Mrs. Baker, if you knew her 5 years ago, is a different person today. I'll be 100% honest with you. It's amazing. It's amazing. The second chair that I forgot to mention to you is that we've been in negotiations with Share Media, Jason Parker. And Jason and I have been having ongoing discussions back and forth, and he's the vice president for Share Media. And I have permission to report this morning. One of the things that we've come to an agreement to, and it's something I didn't get to Frankie before he put in his presentation, so I'll just tell you this now, is that before our Share-a-thon season rolls around, Jason and Bill Scott have agreed to do two conference calls with us and anybody who raises money on your station. And we will send them actual audio clips of our teams raising money. And they will walk us through them and hear that on the air and help us and show us actual tangible ways that you could have said it this way or else you could have taken it this way. They will do air checks. They will do on-air Share-a-thon air checks with our teams. Okay? I think that's pretty incredible. So that's the second thing that Jason has and Share Media has agreed to. Once we get letter copy written and we all just about use the same letter, we send it to them, they'll start crafting promos for us on air content. That's pretty incredible. I don't know about you, but when I was at that level, I hated writing promos. And most of us, be honest, same dog and pony show comes around about every 6 months. Pull out them promos, slack on a new web of paint. No, they're going to help us write them. That's another person at this table who's going to help us be better than Caleb. That's pretty awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, my invitation to you today is this: to be so good that Caleb wishes they were us, and we will do it in 3.5 years. Thank you for your time.